G'day, this is Nurky with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. I've taken a bit of a break from podcasting for a while, and now I'm coming back because I've got a bit more free time on my hands. I'll be restarting my podcasting splurge with a bit of a talk about protectionism and nationalism in the face of globalization, and how this relates to another component of an ever-increasing global hatred of the nation-state of America. To a lot of non-Americans, the nation-state of America is seen as a greedy, capitalist, selfish, patriotic nation. Even though this may not be the case, this is the main image portrayed to foreigners, and it is up to the American people to try and prove us wrong. As this argument is supported by the view of a lot of American workers that when they lose their jobs and the companies take the factories overseas to Mexico or to China or Thailand or something, and they complain about having lost their jobs to, quote, those damn Mexicans or those damn Chinamen. And on the other hand of this part of the argument, we see middle-class Americans complaining that there are too many Mexicans and other illegal immigrants in their capital cities and in their little towns, doing the shitty jobs that no one else could be bothered doing, i.e. collecting garbage, working at KFC, packing grocery shopping bags, stocking the shelves at the supermarket, etc. And if those migrants weren't there to do the job, then the middle class white Americans would have to do the jobs themselves. In which case, the companies wouldn't be able to afford to hire them, because they'd end up going broke with the ever-increasing demand in wages in the labour market in America and the rest of the Western world, especially Australia, on that topic. And once the companies of production eventually start going broke, they send their production lines overseas. So instead of immigrating the people to America in order to produce the stock, they send the factories overseas and make a huge profit margin, or they purchase the manufactured product from a foreign company at the lowest bid, i.e. Walmart. What baffles me is the idea of Americans thinking that they have the sole right to production of their commodities, and that anybody else having anything to say against their protectionism in the loss of jobs to foreign companies is seen as anti-Americanism and labelled as communism or socialism or you rebellious New Zealanders and other ridiculous labels. When in fact, America seems to be the nation that seems to impose its beliefs and its control structure onto the rest of the world. In a globalized market, it is impossible to keep production and manufacture and consummation inside one country. Yes, in a perfect Keynesian economic structure, we would see all the money, production, and profits kept inside one country, but this is no longer the case with globalization and the instant monetary transfers of billions of dollars every second through electronic means. A lot of left-wing alarmist propaganda such as The Nation, Green Left Weekly, and other alarmist magazines and publications would have us believe that globalization is evil and that it is really a war against the corporations and that they're being run by a secret organization of the government who wants to control everyone and it's all a conspiracy. But what interests me is the fact that they also proclaim global solidarity between nations of a socialist inclination. Workers striving to keep workplaces excellent, conditions up, and wages high, and workers happy, and decent collaboration between workers and employers. Does it really matter which nation it is being produced in, as long as they have some worker control? Why is it that it matters to these people who claim to be from the Green Left, who are in fact protectionists, nationalists and more right-wing than left? Why is it that they are trying to keep the jobs in America when they proclaim global solidarity and socialism? Enter the case of Michael Moore, the stereotyped fat American baseball cap wearing, t-shirt wearing, slacks, lazy, hamburger eating American, who is in fact very right wing, but also seems to be appearing to look after some of the workers, i.e. in an episode of his show, The Awful Truth, he tried to stand up with the workers and get the Disney employees their job back from poor working conditions. And in another episode, one man working in a technical firm had his job sent over to Mexico, and Michael Moore took him in his little minibus on a drive to Mexico and got in to meet the workers in Mexico and asked if he could get a job in the factory in Mexico because he had been working in the one in America for 20 years or something like that. And in some of Michael Moore's other work, he seemed to be working for the little man, trying to take down the big evil corporate man, and having all these standoffs and even having an injunction put against him by Mayor Giuliani of New York to stay away from one of the major commercial hub buildings in the center of Manhattan. The case of Michael Moore would seem to mirror quite a few of some of these so-called left-wing socialist wannabes who proclaim that the workers are losing jobs and that they should keep the jobs in America. Well, I put forth that if solidarity and global unity between workers was a true effect, then nation-states would have no effect whatsoever on it. And in conclusion of this podcast, both the left-wing and right-wing of protectionism, nationalism, solidarity, socialism, and the act of keeping work in America as opposed to sending it overseas is all just one big farce, and there is a grey line blurred in between the two in order to present disinformation to the people and get them confused about which side of the political debate they would like to sign up to, the Republicans or, on the other side, the Democrats, when in fact they have no true representation and they are just two sides of the same coin, or as David Icke likes to call them, opposames. Well, this is Noki signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast in the politics section.